With the NBA playoffs now underway, there are some basketball cards in today's top five cards, but it's actually a baseball card in the number one spot. Can you guess who it is? We'll tell you now. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday, and happy NBA playoffs, happy NHL playoffs, happy NFL draft. That is happening this week too. And all of these things are sure to affect card prices. It's going to be a fun week to see what happens. And we've got some cards to talk about today that are going up. And of course, today's top five is sponsored by Whatnot. Whatnot has awesome live auctions every day and night, starting at just $1 for packs, boxes, breaks, singles, and more, including here at Cards HQ Shop, where we are live every day. It's a lot of fun, and if you scan the QR code on your screen or use the special link in our show description below, we'll give you $15 in free credits when you sign up for Whatnot. All right, let's start today by taking a look at the overall sports card market with the Market Pulse by Market Movers. Over the last 7 days, the SCI 500 index of 500 of the most prominent sports cards is down a little bit over 0.5%. It has been down a bit recently, but still up on the year overall. Of course, the sports card market started the year strong. And since January 1st, the SCI 500 index is still up 2.1%. But now let's talk about some of those cards that are going up and down the most. It is time for today's top five cards. We start today with a cold card as we do every week. And man, it's a disappointing one this week. Rashee Rice is our cold card of the week. It was possible that this guy should be one of the hot cards going into next season because last year, his rookie year, he won the Super Bowl. He finished the regular season with 938 yards receiving and 7 touchdowns. And many people thought he was going to be one of Patrick Mahomes' top weapons for years and years to come. But unfortunately, this offseason, he was involved in a really bad accident. Lots of potential legal problems ahead for Rashee Rice, and therefore, a lot of people are now scared of his cards and what may happen to his future playing career. And look, this is one of the risks whenever you invest in any modern player. Frankly, any player who's alive, but especially players who are playing today and players who are young in their career, you risk off-the-field things happening with those players or, of course, injuries happening as well that can derail their career and derail their card prices and potentially your investment into their cards as a result. So you always have to be careful, very, very careful, and understand when you buy cards, it has a lot of risk associated with it, and we're seeing that play out right now with Rashee Rice. Let's take a look here at Market Movers, and I'll show you what his cards look like over the last 30 days. These are his 2023 Prism cards, his Prism Silver, and his Prism Rookie Autographs card. We're looking at those in raw condition. We're also looking at his Prism Silver in PSA 10 condition. You can see looking at the chart, all three of these have been falling over the course of the last 30 days. In fact, they're all down anywhere between 25% and 53%. That raw condition rookie autograph Prism card of his 30 days ago, somebody bought that card for $118. It most recently sold for $55. So we are definitely seeing the slide in Rashee Rice's card prices due to the legal troubles. But now we're on to happier things, such as cards going up. And we're starting with our investment card of the week, Mike Schmidt. Mike Schmidt, of course, is one of the all-time great third basemen. He was drafted in the second round in the 1971 MLB draft, and he went on to a storybook career, winning the Gold Glove Award 10 different times and winning the Silver Slugger Award 6 different times. Also made the Hall of Fame in 1995. His rookie cards have always been a chase for vintage baseball card collectors, and they continue to do well in the market. They've been moving up a good amount over the last year. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. We're looking at the last 365 days. This is Mike Schmidt's iconic 1973 Topps card, the rookie third baseman card. There he is on top. And we're looking at this card in PSA 8 condition, PSA 8.5 condition, PSA 9 condition, and then PSA 10 condition. One of those hasn't sold for a long time. But let's look at the 8, the 8.5, and the 9. That's what's on the graph. We're looking over the last 365 days, and these cards are up anywhere between 31% and 41% over the last year. Those are big gains in price. For a vintage card, it's great to see. The PSA 8 a year ago was $960. Now it's around $1,350. The PSA 8.5 was around $1,700 a year ago. Most recently sold for close to $2,400. And the PSA 9 was $5,800 a year ago. Most recently sold for around $7,600. Those are really, really nice gains. Now, the PSA 10 has not sold in a long time. The last time it sold was back in March of 2021, and it sold for, get this, $234,000 the last time that it sold. Before that, it had sold 4 months earlier in December of 2020 for $174,000. Of course, this is an extremely rare card. You hardly ever see it come up for auction, but when it does, it commands six figures. The Mike Schmidt investment card market is strong. All right, now let's get into our top five of players playing today. And in the number five spot, it is Anthony Edwards. You knew we would have some players in the playoffs on the list today. And Anthony Edwards started the playoffs hot, scoring 33 points in his game one victory over the Phoenix Suns. Even trash talked KD in the process and went viral for that. And of course, this is no surprise that Anthony Edwards had a great game one performance. He took a massive leap this past season, and he's become one of the top young faces in the NBA. Basketball card collectors and investors have taken note as they have been buying his cards up all season long. He's been on the top five multiple times, and he's back there again today. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and we can see what his cards have been doing in the market recently. These are his 2020 Prism rookie cards in PSA 10 condition. We're looking at his Prism base, his Prism silver, his Prism red, white, and blue. There's that one. His Prism ruby wave and his Prism pink ice. There is that one. All of these in PSA 10 condition. You can see on the graph, they're all nudging up here, especially over the last couple of days since that game one playoff victory. These cards are up anywhere between about 7% and about 28% over the course of the last 30 days. The 2020 Prism red, white, and blue PSA 10, 30 days ago, sold for $214. Most recently sold for $275. The pink ice has gone from $296 to $350. The ruby wave from $275 to $318. It's been a solid month for Anthony Edwards cards. Let's turn to baseball for our number four card of the week, and we're going with Jose Altuve. Despite a rocky start for the Astros, and by the way, what is going on with the Astros? They have lost a lot of games so far this season, but Altuve has been one of their bright spots. He's absolutely crushing the baseball. He's hitting .351 so far this season with five home runs. He has already tallied 33 hits, which is third in Major League Baseball. Of course, Altuve already has two World Series rings, so he's already got a great career, seems to be adding to it this season, and his cards are starting to rise in the market as a result. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I've got two of his 2011 rookie cards up on the screen, his 2011 Topps Update base card in PSA 10 condition, and then we're also going to look at the Diamond Anniversary version of that card in PSA 10 condition as well. Not as many sales of that Diamond Anniversary. It's only a pop 212 in PSA 10 and only a couple of sales of that over the last 30 days, but it's been moving up just as his base card, which is a much larger population of over 3,400, has been moving up as well. Both of these cards in the market up between about 16% and about 18% over the course of the last 30 days. The Diamond Anniversary in PSA 10 has moved from $480 up to $559, whereas the base cards move from around $87 up to $103. Hopefully the Astros get it turned around so they don't waste what is being right now a great season from Jose Altuve. We're going with football for the number three card on the list today. It's maybe a little bit of a surprising name. Brock Purdy is in the number three spot on this week's list. I say it's surprising because I don't actually know what is causing the increase in Brock Purdy prices right now, but his prices are increasing. There seem to be a lot of people chasing Brock Purdy's cards. Maybe it's the fact that the NFL draft is this week, and you do often see football cards heat up right around the NFL draft, as there's a lot of speculation over what moves teams are going to make and what weapons they are going to add to their offense. And so maybe there's some folks out there who think Brock Purdy and the 49ers are going to benefit from this draft. Whatever the reason, his cards are heating up, and for good reason. He had a great season last year, a 113 passer rating, threw for nearly 4,300 yards. And if he can repeat that type of performance this year, get the 49ers back to the Super Bowl, that certainly will mean more good things for his card prices. Let's take a look here in Market Movers at what his cards have been doing recently. This is his 2022 Prism base in PSA 10, his Prism Silver there in PSA 10 condition, his Donruss base in PSA 10, and his Optic base in PSA 10 condition as well. You can see on the graph over the last 14 days, we're looking over the last 2 weeks, all of these cards have been moving up quite a nice amount. In fact, they're all up anywhere between about 8% and about 39%. His Prism base card in PSA 10 condition has moved from $114 all the way up to $159. His Prism Silver from $735 to $800. His Donruss base has gone from $65 to $70. And his Optic base from $72 to $86 in PSA 10 condition. Keep an eye on Brock Purdy and all of the major NFL quarterback stars coming out of the draft. And let's see how their card prices are affected by who their teams take. We're going back to the hardwood for our number two card of the week, and this week it is Jalen Brunson. A familiar name, Jalen Brunson was in the top five list last week as well, but he is here again today because the Knicks started the playoffs with a bang. They defeated the 76ers in game one of the first round, and Brunson in that game went for 22 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. And maybe for the first time in a while, there are a lot of basketball card collectors that are actually excited about the Knicks. They think the Knicks have an opportunity to make a real playoff run this year, and if they do, Jalen Brunson is going to be the key reason why. So maybe some of this excitement, interest, anticipation is driving up his card prices. Let's take a look here in Market Movers, and I've got 5 of his 2018 Prism Silver Prism rookie cards up on the screen, his Prism Silver being one of them. I've got that in raw condition and PSA 10 condition. I've also got his red, white, and blue in PSA 10 condition as well. And I've got his green and his ruby wave. All of these cards are going up, which is what you want to see. In fact, they are all up anywhere between about 15% and 201% over the course of the last 30 days. It is that Prism Silver in raw condition that 30 days ago sold for a little over $17 and most recently sold for over $52. Now, do keep in mind that raw cards tend to fluctuate more in the market because based on their condition. They're condition sensitive, so sometimes you see one that's not in as good of a condition and it will sell for less, and then one in really good condition will sell for more. Maybe that explains some of that differential, but nonetheless, his cards are absolutely hot, and we can see that as we look at his graded cards as well. In fact, his Prism Silver in PSA 10 30 days ago was $191, most recently sold for $228. His red, white, and blue has gone from $110 to $133. The green from $115 to $140, and the ruby wave from $130 to $150 in PSA 10 over the last 30 days. All right, we've reached that point in the show where it is time for today's number one card. But before I give it to you, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs from this show are from Market Movers. And Market Movers is the ultimate way to track the sports card market and find the value of your cards. And you can check it out for free. Just go to sportscardinvestor.com and click Market Movers in the main menu bar, or go to the App Store on your phone and search Market Movers to download the Market Movers app from the App Store. Here we are, the number one card of the week, back to baseball. A second-year player who's doing exceptionally well after a little bit of a lackluster rookie year. I'm talking about Colton Cowser. Yes, Colton Cowser of the Orioles is our number one card of the week. He, of course, was the fifth pick in the 2021 Major League Baseball draft. Now, last year as a rookie, he had 61 at-bats, batted just 115. Not exactly a great start, but this season, Hauser is on fire, currently hitting 373 with 5 home runs and 16 RBIs. This is causing his market to continue to explode. Wow, by the way, the Orioles, how many young players, young great prospects and players do the Orioles have? That is an incredible roster. That is a team that I fear we're all going to be fearing for many, many years to come. But you are not fearing them if you have any of Colton Cowser's cards in your collection, because they have been going up. Let's take a look here in Market Movers. I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. This is his 2021 Bowman Chrome Draft Refractor in PSA 10 condition. I've also got his Bowman Chrome Auto, his draft picks auto card in PSA 10 condition. And then I've also got his, how about his Bowman Draft Sapphire Edition, first Bowman card there in PSA 10 condition, also for 2021. And then I've also put his 2024 Topps rookie card, the gold number to 2024 in raw condition on the chart here as well. And look at all of those cards really taking off over the last 2 weeks on that chart. That is impressive to see. Over the last 30 days, these cards are up anywhere between 47% and 201%. The refractor in PSA 10 from 2021 Bowman Draft Chrome went from $39 30 days ago to $117 today. That is a big jump over 30 days. The auto went from $160 30 days ago to $285 today. The Bowman Draft, the Sapphire Edition, went from $85 to $125 over the last 30 days. And finally, the raw version of that 2024 Topps Gold rookie card number to 2024 was $12 30 days ago, most recently sold for $27.75. So no matter which Colton Cowser card you have, chances are you have done very well over the course of the last month. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this show today. If you did, please give it a like, please give it a subscribe, and please check out Market Movers. Download that Market Movers app on your phone from the App Store on your phone to get started for free today. We appreciate you, and we'll see you soon with our next episode. Take care.